Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
Google. We use obviously Google quite a bit here at work just to look things up.
And big fans.
For content.
I mean, there is Bing. You can Bing stuff, but you know.
It's always funny when you use a computer and Bing is set as the default search.
And you're like, oh, love.
Good try.
Yeah.
It's like you two trying to make me like them by putting an album into me phone.
Oh, guys. Sorry.
No, now you make me wild because that was like 7 years ago and I still can't get you out of me phone.
Yes. I know.
Conversation for another day. Google. So on the home screen, you've got the Google logo and then you've got the search bar below it and the traditional logo is the blue, red, yellow, blue, green, red letter arrangement.
Uh-huh. They've still got the I'm feeling lucky button, which I've never pressed before. So there you go.
Where's that?
Next to Google search, there's I'm feeling lucky. And you can just go, just have a type in Tom Lewis, I'm feeling lucky, and then it will just take you to a page.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's come up with Tom Lewis, English golfer.
Golfer, yeah. For the PGA Tour. Always, yeah. All right.
You're nothing.
Thanks for pointing it out.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah.
So I got issues with Jared Healy as well, but that's a whole other thing. So you've got the search page, right? But sometimes they have a special logo and it celebrates someone.
I love that. Yes.
Yeah, would you remember when they first started doing it and everyone was like, oh, my God, it's a game and it's Space Invaders and you can just play it and it's on the internet.
Yes.
Or it's like you're riding a bicycle and you're just jumping over things and like so there was – and everybody's like, oh, my God, it's a logo, but it's also interactive.
Yeah, but I also love the logos that are just, you know, cartoons of things. Like the G becomes something and the O and O, you know.
But they all commemorate something. Like it might be Mahatma Gandhi or it might be, you know, Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Or, you know, these big moments and people in history and stuff. And you're like, oh, it's 180 years since the guy who invented dental floss.
Yes. I appreciate that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because I just said, like, it was cool when it first came out and they started doing it with gaming and all that, like, where it was really interactive and people were like, oh, my God. But the gloss really wore off and I've not looked at one for the longest time.
Dude, I learned so much stuff. Yesterday I learned all about Fanny Eaton.
What?
Fanny Eaton. Oh, God. Okay. Fanny Eaton.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, mate. Why you're saying it, I don't understand.
Okay, Fanny, I didn't know much about Fanny Eaton until yesterday.
Okay.
But now I've read up on it. I've seen pictures.
What are you saying?
So she was a Jamaican-born artist model.
Oh.
And yesterday Google had a big special on Fanny Eaton.
I'm very uncomfortable with what you're saying.
Why?
Hang on.
Oh, okay. Fanny. Fanny. Yeah. Eaton. EATON.
Oh.
What do you think?
I get it. A Jamaican-born artist, model and domestic worker.
Yeah. So Google celebrated Fanny Eaton yesterday.
Okay.
So I just sat back.
Yeah.
I just relaxed.
Yeah.
And I just read all about Fanny Eaton.
Okay.
Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
There's something that you continue to do that annoys me. One of the things.
I don't need a list.
Do you know what? We're not going to get bogged down in it because we're running late for 8:30 news anyway.
Okay.
But what I will say is you've got a T-shirt that you like to wear quite regularly.
I've got a lot of really cool T-shirts,
don't I? You do have, mate. You've got great fashion sense. It's quirky, it's different, it's unusual, it's North.
It's, if anyone wants to know, I dress like a 12-year-old boy.
Mm.
And that's just what I'm comfortable in. And so I've tried to dress nice, but I feel comfortable in jeans, sneakers, long socks and a massive T-shirt.
I swear I have driven past the skate park up at Stead Park there and seen you just hanging out, popping some ollies. So, okay, so You've got this T-shirt that you wear occasionally. It's a Metallica T-shirt. It's your classic, like, rock and roll Metallica T-shirt with the skulls on it and stuff. And it's a tour T-shirt, yeah? Because you went and saw them in concert.
Yeah, I did.
I call it your pyjama T-shirt because it looks like a pyjama T-shirt. It's well-loved. It's old. It's pretty ratty.
Well, I got it when they toured back in, it's the 2003-2004 tour T-shirt.
Yeah, so it's pushing 20 years old and you've been wearing it for a long time.
Yeah. Wow, it is too.
Worn it a lot over those years.
I have.
You can tell.
Yeah, but as all, you know, band touring T-shirts should look. You know?
No. You wore it yesterday.
Yeah.
And it turns out I'm not the only one who feels that way about this T-shirt. And I tell people, as you know, anyone who'll listen, oh, she's got her bloody pyjamas on again.
I get compliments on that.
From who?
Mark, one of our bosses here at work's always like, yes, love that T-shirt, Metallica. And he likes cool things too.
No, he wears questionable clothes as well. I would suggest he wears his pajamas around. And this is coming from you who wore your pajama pants.
Oh, my God. Get over it, everyone. They are lounging.
You wore them to a cafe on the weekend. No, they're from the PJ pants section.
Oh, damn it.
Anyway, right, so I'm not the only one. And you told me as much yesterday. You just didn't realise I was recording.
She goes, yeah, you must be struggling this morning after yesterday. Well, there's a good side to all this. You've got your pyjama top on so you can just slip straight into bed when you get home winning.
That was you reading a message from your mum. Hell bells.
That was private off-air conversations. How did you even get that?
I was recording. The studio's always recording, just so you know.
Oh, God. So a good sign.
So your mum agrees with me. Hells Bells agrees that you are wearing a pyjama top when you wear your Metallica T-shirt. But you always deny it. Whenever I tell people, like, Ling, you'd come in, you'd be wearing it. I'm like, oh, she's forgotten to put clothes on again, bloody, you know, whatever. You'll deny, even when I call you on it on air. But then you said this.
Yeah, I do, but...
Is that because she calls it your pyjama top as well? Because that's what I call you whenever people comment on it. I'm always like, yeah, she's worn her pyjamas to work again.
No, but it is my pyjamas, but I also wear them out when it's clean. Because it's a great T-shirt.
Busted! You know you're wearing your pyjama top.
No, but when it's washed, it goes into a different section.
No, it doesn't, mate.
It does.
Once you wear it to bed, done.
No. Yep, I wear it as a nightie, right, when it's really hot, right? But when it's washed and everything, sometimes I like to wear it with pants out and about, and I get a lot of compliments on it. So what's the problem?
So if you're in Ocean Grove this weekend, keep an eye out for... A girl with like a Metallica pajama top on and some leopard print blue cotton on pajama pants rolling around with what looks like a bird's nest that's been abandoned for quite some time on top of her head.
Okay.
And that's Loggy.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Loggy. So K-Rock 955.
It was the headline that grabbed me first, okay? But I want to go a little bit beneath the headlines. Lysandra is a 38-year-old journalist. Now, she writes for The Observer and The Huffington Post. Big deal overseas.
Yeah.
And she went to an all-girls private school in Manhattan's Upper East Side.
Okay.
And she went with a very famous teenager, one of her friends.
Yeah.
It was Ivanka Trump.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she was one of two maids of honour. Maids of honour in Ivanka's wedding.
Oh, right. So they're tight.
Yeah, very tight.
Good friends.
She said that the pair were very close until immediately after the wedding, and then their friendship fractured because she didn't take enough interest in her new job.
Wait, hang on. So Ivanka didn't take enough interest
in Lysandra's new job. Okay. So Lysandra was like, well, you know what? Fine. Let's not be friends anymore.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you do have to, you know, cut bait with friends that are too self-involved.
Yeah.
You know?
Or friends with dads like her. Mm. But the thing is that she's now going into the inner workings of their friendship and she's going back through the archives of her mind. And for an article here, she's saying that one of her earliest memories of Ivanka Trump.
Yeah.
Is her blaming a fart on someone else.
Excuse me.
This is...
What?
This is the headline of the Daily Mail. Ivanka Trump blamed a fart on her classmates when she was a bratty teenager.
Oh. Okay.
So apparently...
Yeah.
Yeah. She had gas.
Yeah.
It escaped. She, she was like, not me.
Yeah.
It was someone else.
Did she blame it on someone specific or she just denied supply?
Well, I'm not sure if she... I don't have the official deny supply information here. But from what I understand, she pointed the finger at someone else.
Okay.
And then they pulled it.
So, yeah. So, she's, so just a little reenactment. Mm. So, they're in class.
Yeah, we're in class. You're
everybody's,
Ivanka.
Everybody's quiet and everybody's like, you can hear the pens and pencils like on the paper. And then you just hear, ooh.
Ivanka!
It was not me.
No, she doesn't sound like that.
I realise this as I went to say it. I've never heard her speak.
It was not the me.
Nah,
it would be like,
so,
it was not me. It was not me.
It wasn't. She's done a shaggy. It wasn't me.
But I heard you in the classroom. It wasn't me.
So, okay. Now, this is like, we tend to try and stay away from potty humour. Sometimes you can't help it. God. It just gets out.
It just sneaks out.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? Some of the worst people do this. They drop it.
Yeah.
Like it's hot.
Okay.
And then blame it on someone else.
But also, everyone does it. So you can say some of the worst people, but some of the best people do it as well.
Yeah.
So is Lysandra saying that she is a bad, that Ivanka is a bad person for doing that?
Yeah. Like, well, she's saying, what? Look, one of the earliest memories I have of her, she blamed a fart on a classmate. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's her in a nutshell.
Type of person
in a
she
stinky
is.
Little nutshell.
Do you know, I will admit, I blame it on Indy all the time.
Oh,
generally, it's from another room, and Carly will be, you know, in another room, and I'll be in the room with Indy, and it'll just be, we'll just be playing, and I'll just drop a little, and be like, Indy May, what have you done? And then Carly will be like,
was that you? About
no, it was Indy.
It was the baby.
How impressive!
You've
hey.
Got to sell it. You've really,
yeah.
You gotta sell it so straight. No
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
No.
And then I'll be like, oh, stinky girl. Yes, stinky Indy. She's actually probably in the car right now.
I admit, one of my favourite things to do, remember the days of packed dance floors.
Mm. Oh, come on, no. Surely
and you
not.
Drop it and then you'd be like, oh, that's foul. Who's done that?
Really? So you, yeah.
I'd be like, God, the boys here are disgusting. Let's move away. Let's dance.
You're the worst. You're the worst. Everybody does it, though. Fart blaming. Let's.
It's a victimless crime, isn't it?
Let's go to the phones. Have you done it? Have you blamed someone for a fart and gotten away with it? And the other person has been resoundingly shamed. Mitch in Lara, are you the blamer or the blamee?
Bit of both. So long story short, I've got an assistance dog. So I'm a bit like you. I blame her.
Yes.
I want to get a quick escape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she paid me back with vengeance about 6 months ago. I was at a normal function, and she dropped one that bad that they thought there was a gas leak. And next minute, they've evacuated the room.
No.
140 of us. Yeah, 140 of us are standing out the side waiting for the fire brigade to turn up. Yeah, actually, it was probably a lot. Oh, it was more than 6 months ago because it was obviously pre-COVID.
Yeah.
But long story short, fire brigade turned up. They did a gas detection, couldn't find the leak, and then everything went back to normal. And to this day, there's only about three people of the delegation that I went with that actually knew that it was Lucy.
From a dog's fart, the whole thing got evacuated.
What a wild story!
Amazing.
I never thought this is where we'd be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty thick. You could swim through it. It was that thick.
Oh!
Wake up fresh. Daily.
Wake up
fresh. Daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
A couple of days ago, you brought us a story, a bit of a controversial story, about the Pope, his official Instagram, and a sexy pose, a bikini model, Natalia Garabotto. Garabotto!
Don't need to do it like that.
Sorry. Just thought because, you know, he's Italian, she's not Italian, she's Brazilian. I just like to have a bit of fun, you know?
Yeah, you do.
She likes to have a bit of fun as well. She's posted a photo of herself in what... can only be described as a sexy school uniform.
Yeah. The skirt is...
a belt. It's what it is. It's definitely a tartan belt with some frilly lace. There's a fair bit of lace going on in the photo.
Yeah. Now, and the shirt is...
crop top?
Sleeves?
Can you imagine, if Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again...
No. Oh, yeah, well, it was Oops, I Did It Again. You're right. Sorry.
Mate, I was like 17 at the time. Don't.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Yes.
It's like that outfit if it was on one of the hubs. Right?
Grand's Net?
Yeah, no.
Oh, you're such a hub fan. I don't know. You used to, no. There's so many hubs that you, Mum's Net.
Anyway, she's,
Would you see a bit of that action?
No, okay. No. They're all parenting websites.
Sure they are, mate. Sure they are.
She's standing at a locker. She's looking, she's got a like a sultry look going on over her shoulder. Anyway,
what's the look saying to you personally?
Saying to me.
Okay, that's all right. Don't look. It's all right. Finish this break first.
She looks tired.
Yeah.
A little bit sad. You know, just behind the eyes there. Just yeah. A little bit like.
Yeah, you're looking deep at the eyes. Mm. Yep. Come on, okay, come on, come back to me, yeah.
The Pope liked it. His official Instagram, the Franciscus Instagram page liked it, right? So you brought that to the table and people were like, oh, what? And so she actually did an interview with Barstool Sports Blog, which sounds like a bloody classy publication, doesn't it?
Sounds like it's sponsored by Blokes World.
She says, my mum may hate my ASS picks, but the Pope be double tapping. Because he's a big fan of her Garabotto.
Yeah.
But I guess the Pope's social media accounts, they came out and said they're managed by a team and not the pontiff himself.
Oh, a likely story.
According to the CNA, the Catholic news agency.
Get all your Catholic news right here, right now.
Yeah. So the CNA have now launched a probe into what happened.
Is that the official word?
Yeah. So the CNA
are
probing this TNA situation. And I would suggest it's not the first probe that's been launched.
Oh, Lord.
Literally.
Wake up fresh daily.
Wake up
fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
Wake up so good.
K-Rock 955.
I found something, Loggy.
Did you?
Yeah, and I think we might have found your doppelganger or, even worse, you.
Okay.
So
I hate this sort of stuff. Like I said before, every time someone's like, oh, check out this photo, it looks like you, it's always uncomplimentary because I'm not very complimentary.
Okay, well, I'm not here to be complimentary, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I'm here because I am concerned that something's happened. Okay? There's been an incident.
Don't go getting all serious.
There's been an incident in Ocean Grove, right? And K-Rock's reported on it, krock.com.au in the news section there. You can check it out. There's also a link to it on our Facebook page. And we've chucked it up on our socials, right? What's happened in Ocean Grove is there's been a bit of, it seems like punch on. Someone's tried to steal someone's phone.
Oh, God.
Because they thought that the person was taking photos of them.
Yeah.
Right. How tall are you?
Around, I don't know, 160-ish.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
What?
So police are investigating assault on a woman at Ocean Grove Beach. they've been told. Another woman walked up to the victim around 9:30 a.m. Tuesday at the RAAFS Beach Car Park.
RAAFS.
RAAFS Beach Car Park. Trying to... Sorry, I'm not down with the the OG lingo.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
No, trying I'm to, not saying that.
Trying to snatch her phone after claiming people have been taking photos of her. Police said the woman believed to be aged in her late 30s or early 40s. Story checks out. Then tried to throw...
Get out.
Punches, but was fended off by the victim. The offender then walked off and was last seen on the coastal track heading towards the Ocean Grove Surf Club. Described as being around 160 centimetres tall, long wavy brown hair, had a brown leather handbag and large brown oversized sunglasses. Everything checks out. And then if you look,
don't you dare.
If you look at the police, look at the police sketch and tell me you're not looking into a mirror.
You are offensive.
What have you been doing? Did someone actually... Because I know just the only reason I think that it might be you, apart from the fact that that looks like your head, and all the other facts, all the other facts check out with the height and the age and the glasses and the handbag. You carry a handbag.
I carry a leather backpack.
Must be you. Is the fact that you do get quite punchy when people try and... Oh, are you Loggy from the radio? Can I get a photo with you? Oh, right, yeah.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't like people taking photos of me, just in general. I mean, no one's taking photos of me on the beach. No one's like, oh my God, there's Loggy, and then I'm wigging out.
Here's what
no
we'll
one
do.
Cares. No one knows who I am.
I'm going to chuck it up on the story on Instagram. And you tell me, Geelong.
Oh, don't you dare.
Should I be getting in touch with the authorities? Do we think Loggy's done the wrong thing?
You are.
I reckon you're busted, mate.
Wake up fresh. Daily. Wake up fresh. Daily.